because I have to, I'm going to have to open my computer.
All right, everyone, we are on the record. I'm calling to order the meeting of the House Committee on Rules for Tuesday, May 2nd. I am going to open a work session on House Bill 2874.
And Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2874 against email addresses in possession of offices of legislative department for mandatory disclosure under public records law. It does permit, upon request, disclosure of the emails used to distribute elective officeholders' newsletter to current candidate who has filed to run for that elected office. It takes effect on 91st day following adjournment sine die. You have a dash one amendment. It also permits the disclosure of list of emails used to distribute legislators' newsletter to campaign office of current office holder. And there is a minimal fiscal impact and no revenue.
Are there any questions about the amendment? Representative Barnhart is here to answer them, if you have any. All right, I guess not. I'll take a motion.
Madam Chair, I move the dash one amendments to House Bill 2874.
Vice Chair Rayfield has moved the dash one amendments into House Bill 2874. Is there any discussion?
Was he moving the bill to the floor?
No, the amendments.
He was accepting the amendment?
Yep. The motion is amendments, dash one amendments into House Bill 2874. Are there any objections? Motion passes.
All right, Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2874 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Rayfield has moved House Bill 2874 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Are there any? Oh, yes.
I'm going to be a no.
Okay. So. Sam, will you call the roll? Thank you.
No.
Representative Pack?
Excused.
Representative Holby?
Aye.
Representative Kenmer?
Aye.
Representative Nose?
Aye.
Representative Smith Warner?
Aye.
Yes.
Chair Williamson?
Aye. Motion passes. Carrier, Representative Barnhart. I will close the work session on House Bill 2874. I will open a public hearing on House Bill 3434.
And Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3434 extends sunset date of public safety fiscal emergency program for counties through January 2nd, 2024. Takes effect 91st day after sine die. We did receive a fiscal impact statement and a revenue impact statement.
Representative Leininger.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the committee. I'm happy to be here on behalf of a chief sponsor team that includes Representative Esquivel, myself, Senator Roblin, and Representative Reardon as a co-sponsor. This bill is intended to help support funding for crucial public safety services in communities that have been really hard hit by structural revenue challenges. In 2013, the legislature passed HB 3453, which enabled the governor to declare a public safety fiscal emergency in a county and enter into a cost-sharing agreement with that county to deliver public safety services. Under that kind of agreement, the state would pay half the cost for the public safety services and the county would pay the other half, and counties could generate the resources to pay that using existing resources or by passing a tax levy. The bill has not been used yet, but the opportunity provides an important safety net, and the bill is scheduled to sunset in January of 2018. This bill would simply extend the sunset so that it continues to be a potential tool to help address dire public safety funding challenges in communities. So keeps the door open for that. I believe that there are some local jurisdictions here to testify in support or representatives of jurisdictions to testify in support. And with that.
I know you're supposed to be somewhere else. So thank you. We will ask questions of Gil since he's signed up. Come on down.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Gil Riddell, Policy Director, Association of Oregon Counties. There's nothing really that I should add. You're all anxious to end the day. I did provide you with materials, background materials on the causes of county fiscal distress. So if you have any questions about those, I'm eager to answer them at any point. But I'd just like to add my support to have you please pass this forward.
Excellent. And just so the committee knows, Bill's not ready to move today. So we won't be, we'll just be having a public hearing, but there are additional materials, and if you have any questions, now would be a good time.
And they were handed out to you, so they're on the list, too.
Great.
So you see them later.
Thank you. Any questions? Last call. All right. Thank you very much. With that, I will close the public hearing on House Bill 3434.
And Madam Chair, members of the committee, that completes our agenda for today. We do have a full agenda on Thursday, though.
And
we do have a full agenda on Thursday.